Friday, this Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 29, 30, 31. First act start, I think, 4:30 on main stage. This year, it's kind of Life Light Reset year. Julie, our festival director, says it's catch more, miss less, a little more controlled schedule. Tickets this year, there's been some confusion on that. Yes, you need a ticket. However, you can go online, lifelight.org, just grab your smartphone if you want, scan it as you go through the gates, and the tickets are free. So, I mean, you can print 10 tickets if you like and give them away to friends. Or if you choose to ahead of time, say, yeah, I want to donate to the cause. And a lot of people have been doing that, and we're thankful to them. Tickets were a way for us to be a little more orderly. And with tickets, every time somebody registers for a ticket, their name goes into a drawing. And there's going to be a grand prize giveaway, either a Honda, a Mitsubishi, or an Indian motorcycle.
Wow,
so they win that.
Good.
So,
and you can get a ticket at the gate?
At the gate, you can get a ticket. There'll
can.
Be multiple lines, guys with iPads scanning people as they go through, giving you a wristband. Wristband covers you for the entire weekend.
Outstanding. Let's talk about some of the lineup. Who's coming?
Well, lineup is awesome this year. I think it's maybe perhaps one of our best lineups ever. For King & Country is a young band from Australia, one of the greatest up-and-coming bands. The Afters, Hawk Nelson, Zealand from New Zealand, Skillet. Skillet is kind of the group. I mean, 2 years ago they were here and everybody came. I mean, you know, 20,000 people showed up at the gate, I think. Colton Dixon was an American Idol finalist. Rhett Walker, a little country rock. Michael W. Smith, I mean, that's mm-hmm. huge. Big Daddy Weave, Sanctus Real. Some people are like, I'm not sure about some of those bands, but if they heard the music, they would know. Yeah, they've heard a lot of these songs on radio.
Yeah. Let's talk about the setup of Life Light. One main stage, other things going on. What's happening?
We have five stages. In the past, we've had more. We don't need more stages. We just are doing them well. Circus this year at the Children's Family Stage. I mean, literally a circus. High wire, clowns, juggling. The guy that's coming, Randy Christensen, a World Clown Association, the winner of the World Clown thing. And so we're excited about that. Coffee House is new. We actually converted the Dairy Barn on the south side of the road to what we call the 360 Coffee House Arts Gallery Art Stage. And some missionary organizations actually coming from Egypt will be running that coffee house. So it's going to be an awesome new addition.
Okay. How about parking, camping? What do I do with my vehicle?
Camping can still camp. I mean, show up Friday. We got 200-plus acres. They can actually, I would advise people to register now. Go online. It's easy. Get your camp spot. Nice thing about camping, aside from the fact that campers are real festival goers, you can have your own food at your campsite and have a place to go back and relax and get out of the sun. Parking is a little easier, I think, this year. We keep getting better because this is our fifth year at the Worthing location, 12 miles south of Sioux Falls. But parking will be more on the north and east side, and they'll direct you in. Massive amount of room, but when you get out of the car, you'll be able to walk directly toward the main stage area. Eight different lanes of gates to go through. Again, there's a fast lane, so if you print your tickets now, you're handled. Or even if you get out of your car, hit the Life Light app on your smartphone. I mean, I can just go boom on my smartphone. Life Light app tells you everything. Scan it when you go through. Probably the other thing, just kind of the final thing, is if you want to get the backstory on Life Light, yesterday my case of books arrived. I finally gotten a book written, and it's the story of the journey. This is our 17th festival, but really, it's really the story of our life and many others who just basically said yes and watched God do extraordinary things.